sick of all you sycophants, ignorance and miscreants, simpletons and little ants, trying to split their sentience. People peddle pestilence, land pipe on their settlements, and I don't think it was even fruitful. It was excrement, get your head in it. Second wind represent white shit, kid, I never stepped in it. I read that it's older than the New Testament. Edited shit, it's better to drink water for the land.
Three, two. Yo, what's up? It's Tequila. We are leaning in awkwardly here right now. Got another special episode of Labo Building. Woo! Woo! I'm Daniel. You know who I am. I'm here again with Kyle and Eric. Hello. On this 480p camera. It'll change in a second, I promise. Yeah, you know what it is. We're here to build the Labo again. So, let's just take a shot and do this thing.
Let's do it. There's a faint bomb timer in the background.
Here you go. Yeah, I gotta set that back to 10 minutes after we take this. This is like 3 right now.
All
right. Okay. Boom. Cheers, motherfuckers. Boom. I'll take that from you. That is spicy. Okay.
So it begins.
To the other camera. Boom. Okay, here we are. This is a little elephant.
Oh, fuck. That is spicy. Holy shit.
Yeah. I hope you enjoy that.
This was...
Enjoy is a strong word.
Our part of our... Builder Butts thing, one we did last time.
Is that, you know the name?
I don't know. last time we did these Builder Bot thingies, and then we did the fishing rod, but we have not yet decided what we're going to do today.
Okay, so the options are on this side. We can kind of see it there. I'm going to let you guys look as I put the game cartridge in the Switch.
So they recommend doing what we did, which was the Battle Bots and then the fishing rod.
The fishing rod.
So next picture is the house.
So I guess we're doing the house. Or we're gonna do the motorbike.
I don't know what the house mini game is. I mean, the motorbike is obviously
crossing. Maybe it's secretly Animal Crossing, and they didn't tell anybody.
There's like a butterfly inside of it. I don't know.
Well, I'm letting the guests decide on this one, y'all.
Let's do the house.
We're doing the house. We're okay. Gonna figure it out. We're two.
Is it the house the longest one?
No, no. It's the piano.
Oh. Oh. There's some shit. Sorry, some shit coming up.
Here we go.
So the house is the white one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A, B, C, D. So that's one for each of us.
Oh, wait. Let's not take a shot in 2 minutes.
Yeah, please no. Also, do we have tequila that doesn't have a habanero pepper in it?
It sucks to suck, man.
Oh, no. I brought some cocktail.
Okay. Do it.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Start punching.
So, last time, a big deal was when we figured out that you can fast forward.
Yes.
So, we might actually build this in a reasonable amount of time, knowing that we can do that.
Your controllers will be updated. Why are you updating your controllers? This happened last time.
There are tiny windows.
Oh my god, yeah, there are. Also, another pro tip, easier to punch out on this side than the side with the ink on it.
Easier to punch out or easier to see
that, yeah.
What to punch out?
Yeah, it's so, probably equally easy to punch out on
either
side.
Punch out!
Have you all heard anything about like the Labo sales or how it's been doing?
I have no idea. I actually have not.
I've heard, it's just been like total silence from Nintendo. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if they're going to make more or if, you know, this did its job.
That is bizarre. Normally they communicate that kind of stuff or you would hear it in like one of the shareholder calls or whatever the fuck.
Right.
Yeah, I am not.
Nothing on E3, right?
I actually haven't watched the Nintendo.
The Nintendo E3 was just Smash, Fire Emblem.
Or Ripley.
New Mario Party.
Ripley.
Not Ripley's, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Ridley the dragon fucking kills Mario.
When people were talking about it, like there were leaks that, like, oh, there might be Ridley in Smash. When there were leaks about it, people were like, how are they going to get giant-ass Ridley to fit as a character?
Yeah.
Like, just shrink that motherfucker.
He's
do what
still
they
really
did in D&D and take all the big characters and just make them smaller. And say they're regular size now.
But, like, I don't know. The people who played Ridley at the Invitational, they were like, this guy's huge. Like, he can hit
bigger
anything.
Bigger than Bowser?
Yeah.
Huh.
We'll see.
Making the Toy-Con house.
Cute.
I do love that music.
Is that little trees next to it?
It has little toys or right. something. Oh, no, these are the things you plug in and like, you do things with them.
Oh, fucking
okay, five steps to complete. Make sure you got the plastic bag.
All right, so I just popped out a little thing, and I don't know if you can see it, but it looks like the Smash logo.
It does.
I don't know if this is intentional.
This might help if I do it this way. Okay. Dude, this is like WarioWare elevator music. Okay, I poked out the ones they told me to poke out.
Same.
Alright, so yeah, you should have three pieces. You should have one weird piece.
I poked this shit out too?
Yeah,
yeah, I guess so.
Alright. Yep.
Discard pile?
Discard pile.
Okay, let's save like that. This is the coolest looking brick though. Why are they having me throw out the nice looking brick? I don't like that.
Maybe we'll put them back in.
Maybe. Or maybe my heart will be broken.
It's probably that one.
They're just gonna break.
Nintendo's a heartbreaker, as we all know.
I know. Where's that Animal Crossing game?
Animal Crossing. Nintendo, don't you like money? What are you doing?
It's clearly by the way that they're doing the Pokemon thing. Although there are a lot of takes on the Pokemon thing, and like one, yeah, it's a cash grab. Two, yeah, it's trying to get like casual players back into the console.
Are we talking about the Pokemon Go and Let's Go Eevee?
Let's Go Eevee, like, Let's Go Pikachu, right? And then another take I heard on it that I actually agree with is that it's going to become similar to the Mario line, where they like will very, very often release a like quote unquote casual version of Mario that's like the older Super Mario games. It's like a platformer. All the time. They'll release like a newer version of those and then have like Odyssey or like, you know, Super Mario Sunshine like every four years or whatever.
A little more.
And that would be like the main one.
Some sheet C. That's my job.
I mean, if they want to get a broad audience, that's probably the way to do it, right?
Yeah, I actually do like that model. I like the model of having like a quote unquote casual kids game and then like finally have the main game be like fucking legit and,
yeah,
hard, and hard. Not like this hand-holding bullshit.
That's the thing, is that like Nintendo's allowed to, and like they're in a position where they almost have to make games for a broad audience. So, yes, as people who grew up with a lot of the Nintendo stuff, we want the more hardcore titles, but
okay.
It's also important recruiting.
There's still room in the Nintendo Club.
I like that strategy of having the casual version for kids and or like people who are just casual about it, and like the hardcore one.
I
if
also
they do that, it'd be badass.
For the Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee. I like that whether or not it was intentional, it ends up being more accessible than the cell phone version.
The
thing, like a lot of people who were in hospitals or bedridden or something like that, they couldn't walk
around.
I didn't think about that, yeah.
With the Pokemon Go. And Pokemon Go also basically banned using like third party GPS
like
software.
Spoofer, yeah. Yeah, you get like fucking your account gets banned or kicked out or whatever.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're starting with that piece.
This guy?
Yep.
Crease? Let me see all the creases. I'm assuming it's just all the dotted lines. What?
What?
All the fart sounds.
Are you done yet?
Crease.
You go back.
Crease. I love that it makes the music go backwards. That's fucking great. Okay, crease. I think I got it. Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like a chimney, maybe?
Not for the ceiling that sticks out of it. So I guess, yeah, I think that's the chimney. Yep, that piece. Crease the things.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, that is the timer.
Oh, my God. Fuck everything.
Oh, wait, I'll do it.
No, let me fuck with your computer until I get
it's
it working.
Four fingers. And that's yours? It's four fingers this way. All right.
Christ.
Beep, 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 beep. Okay. To you, dear listener, thank you for watching.
Here's my face.
Woo!
It's a little overspiced. But it's very funny.
Keep drinking that water.
Gotta keep drinking. Stay hydrated.
Yep. Oh, 10 minutes.
No, you don't have to.
Eric got a little sick after our last labo built.
Don't do it.
I'm not the only one.
These are like where you insert the stuff later.
I think so.
It looked weird. It's like you tap it.
Right. Yeah, I'm wondering what this minigame is. Ooh, a tapey thing.
Sponge stickers.
Yep, those.
They're all exactly the same.
Cool.
Oh my God, I'm so glad that we have the stretch thing.
Where is that? All right, so one of them's going like there?
Here, yeah. I'm assuming the other's going there as well.
Yeah.
Looks like it's very thick compared to that, though. Are there like, are these two in one, or is that one?
Oh, yes, it is. It is two in one.
Okay, there you go. That's why. I was like, that's real thick, yo. That's what she said.
Oh, man. I mean, that's what he said.
That's right.
Thick with two C's.
Ooh.
Here we go.
I don't understand.
Okay, the first time we discovered this halfway through,
so
go down
if you
a little.
Just hold this.
Closer.
There you go. Normally you just hold down like that and it'll move forward, but
if you stretch it, it goes way faster. So they did us the favor of telling us that like halfway through last time.
Yeah.
So now you know.
On the second build, halfway through.
Yeah.
All right. So where are all these stickers going?
Okay. So there. Okay. So
which? All right. I'm trying to figure out which of these two it is. This one. It's this one. And this size, okay?
Christ,
where do I put it?
Hard to see.
These are extremely hard to see.
This corner and this corner.
Shake. Long. Well, I wonder what these do. They're shiny. Do they reflect lasers, perhaps?
Ooh. That's probably it.
Alright, fold in the windows.
Was your hair this color last time?
No, my hair was silver last time.
Okay, I was like, wait, what?
Now we're blue.
Alright.
Oh no!
Ah, se tumbó la casa! Se tumbó la casa!
Okay, now you put it in. Yes!
Se fue la cosa. Oh, there you go.
Se jodió la cosa. So we both have to stick it in at the same time.
That is what
this
she
is complicated!
Said.
There we go.
Man.
Okay.
There we go.
There it goes.
Wait, hold on.
What is this thing?
You can rotate this shit around?
Yeah, you know that?
What?
We definitely covered this last episode.
I don't remember.
I'm thoroughly impressed with the quality.
I'm thoroughly tipsy. We're too short. Dude.
What? What?
I don't have a real dinner.
Go eat some pizza.
I bought you fucking pizza.
I know, I'm saving it
so that you could have a real dinner, man.
I wasn't that hungry.
We could.
It's an emergency.
We could order pizza after the show, too.
We could do that, too.
I've got a Papa John's reward pizza. Oh, wait, maybe not Papa John's. I don't remember what it is.
No, but... All his Trump comments make me not want to eat there.
I think it's Domino's that I have a free. It's okay. A free medium two topping.
There we go.
They're not great, but I like free.
Right? Yeah.
There we go.
Cool. Oh, oops.
I assume this
okay,
is going to slide.
Okay, we put
in.
Chimney on top.
Yeah, I already see how it goes.
Now to hoist the chimney
put
into
the side
place.
Tabs in do, first, you, or
do you know how it goes?
This tab in first?
That
or
goes
these tabs
on
in
top.
First?
Yeah.
Front tab first. Yeah.
Yep.
Under?
On top.
I see. Like this?
Yep.
Okay.
That was okay for guesswork. Man, these are hard to shove in.
It's we're building a secure house.
There you go.
I don't know why they don't build houses like these.
In real life,
in
right?
real life.
Oh, you know, cardboard.
All right, put the tab in the slot. That tab's 500
like,
pounds.
Don't adobe houses deteriorate with rain?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
What?
No, no, we're good.
We did. This is for
I thought it was flipped around.
There, that's
okay.
Okay. Now it's okay.
Now we're going to do this because we're putting this part on.
Now we furnish our home.
Just one wall to go, but it's the most important one. I am overflowing with confidence in your abilities. Okay, what's this thingy doing?
That's a front step.
Oh, front step.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my gosh, it's so pretty.
This
okay.
is like a front. So it says we'll put in a little step outside the front door. What do you mean there's no front door? Use your imagination.
Wow. You fucking...
Thank you, Nintendo Treehouse, for localization.
Just full of dad jokes.
Yeah.
You sassy motherfucker.
Okay.
There are a lot of long folds in this one, so let's crease them all carefully.
I did.
One at a time, and we'll show you all of them just in case.
Okay, wait. Now it goes...
Now roll it into a blunt.
No!
Yo, I'm about it.
No, we're still in...
Do you want the spice room again, or regular room, or habanero?
I'll do the spice room again. Yeah, that's right.
That's right, bitch. Gotta shove it in there. This is so cute!
It is, though!
Oh my god!
Wait, did you put the right side out?
No.
No?
It's supposed to be the white side out. Oops.
Mine.
This is my alternate take on...
There is no room for flexibility here in the Nintendo
Creativity.
Lava. Everything is done the way Nintendo intended.
Did you read that piece on Kotaku?
Nintendo intended.
Say that 5 times fast.
There's a really interesting piece on Kotaku by this fucking American guy that's living in Japan who has kids growing up in Japan and about how this is kind of like a cultural export. This is really cute. And it's like a cultural export of like the origami culture of Japan kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And like just the – because apparently like even the – whatever the Japanese equivalent of NASA JSA is.
Yeah.
One of the final tests they do after like all the gravity training and all that shit is to make an origami crane.
Huh.
And they have like origami classes throughout.
But
you know, like
that's like something you just learned growing up there.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Kids
that's,
do that.
That was
yeah.
his point. Is that like this is a cultural export to the rest of the world, where like obviously it has instructions that make it super easy. But you know, it's that kind of thing where it's like exporting this idea of folding paper into something cool.
Yeah,
I like that.
It's also suffer.
Oh yeah. Okay, so we're gonna go from this camera to this camera.
Oh my
in
god!
In 3, 2, 1. Okay. Cheers,
cheers,
muffos. Ooh. Also, this rum is like 50-ish%. Ooh, that's smooth as fuck, though. That is a good combination of spices.
If you're gonna binge drink, drink lots of water too.
Yeah, I have a whole thing of water next to me. For those of you at home, I'm eating a slice of pizza.
Oh god, we're 20% of the way done.
No, well, okay, maybe.
2 out of 5. Make the button. Oh, Jesus Christ.
That looks complicated.
That looks complicated. Look at that. We're making that out of paper, man.
Cardboard, even.
Even more paper.
All right. Layered paper.
Remove those two pieces from sheets A and B.
So one thing that's interesting about this house one is, like, we're building this house, right? But it's the cardboard itself that we're popping out is decorated like a house. So, like, I gotta move. So the pieces that we aren't actually using end up are decorated house-like.
House-esque.
Window. So here's, like, a window. We popped it out. And here's a tiny door. I hope we get to use these somehow.
Big door!
And then, like, brick. No. Oh. So it's not, like, just plain boring cardboard. It's, like, cute. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, they could have done, like, less with this, but, like, they went to town and make sure everything was
they
actually,
did
like,
more!
Decorated.
They did more.
They did the most.
That's crazy. Kyle, I think you're right that those reflective things are for the infrared.
I don't know. Who knows?
Just sense.
Actually, you're right. I think that's what they are for.
That's pretty fucking cray-cray.
Because that's how the piano works, I think.
Is the infrared?
Yeah.
That's also cray-cray.
Better there put those go. Stickers on the right place, huh?
Yeah.
That fish cray.
Get to folding.
Okay, like this? Or what?
Yep. Good job.
Right. Don't do the BAMP thing yet.
Okay.
No? Oh.
Here. Oh, no.
This is the one.
Yep, that one.
Okay, there's little tabby things. Wait, hold up.
Yeah, there you are.
So folding.
Okay, so I got these fuckers folded, so I just throw this bitch in there. Oh. See, this is what I'm talking about. Origami culture. They think of this shit.
Yeah.
They think of how best to fucking tell me to do the things that they do.
There's some really interesting, like, math research out there of, like, taking a 3D object and then breaking it down into the origami shapes that are the origami folds that are required to get there.
Yeah.
And people, they've used that to figure out, like, all right, what's the best way to, we have a satellite dish with this shaped receiver and this shaped, like, solar panel
like
array.
Sheets of metal or
what's the smallest package that we can put this in a rocket?
Oh, yeah, I did that.
Yeah. Nice.
I did that.
There was a professor I worked with.
Spread those tentacles. I said legs out, but limbs. Spread those arms out. That's a little different.
Yeah, they avoided
it's like
legs
a
on purpose.
Surprisingly square flower. You don't think so? No? Fine.
Sassy Lavo!
Kind of flower-like, I suppose. I don't know.
All right, well, get ready to jackhammer that thing in.
Whoa. We're just getting sexual right off the bat.
No!
It's from a movie.
It's from many movies.
It's first from 2001, I think.
Wait. What? Oh, I see. This is like the spring.
It's going to look like a little robot arm.
The spring action.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, but there's this meta-analysis on, like, spatial thinking. Because people talk all the time, like, oh, boys are better at spatial thinking. Boys are better at spatial
supposedly.
Thinking than girls, right? But when you actually, like, think of all the things that involve spatial thinking, there's a bunch of, quote, girly hobbies. Like, making clothes.
Yeah.
Or knitting. Like, you have to put 2D things on a 3D body.
Look at that shit.
Damn.
This is spring loading without using a fucking
damn,
spring.
Damn, Daniel.
I will kill you.
Done.
Oh, yeah.
You have
down.
To hold Jesus.
They're like, you really.
This
really
is the most interactive IKEA demo I've ever done.
Marker stickers. Whoops.
What'd you do?
You broke it.
You put it on wrong.
What?
Be sure to position the sticker correctly. Use the little notches as a guide.
I imagine they gave us extra stickers.
You know.
In any case, it's fixable. I fixed it.
Hey.
Okay.
All right.
Shots.
Yep.
Shots.
Like, what are we waiting for? We did the step.
Okay.
Wait, kill ourselves.
I want to lift up for this camera. Lift up, and then... Kyle, you're so far away.
If only you were giant like me.
There you go. Okay, close enough. Okay, and then now we start this camera.
Oh, no, we're off center.
I'm fine.
Woo!
There we go.
Nailed it.
Eric, you're never in this podcast.
Cheers.
I don't see your face.
Salud. Kanpai.
Woo!
Sláinte, or whatever the fuck.
Close enough.
When I go to Ireland, I'm just going to speak in English, man.
I mean, that'll work fine.
Okay. Oh, also, sure. What's beautiful about this shirt? In Japanese, this Pokemon is named Koi King. So that's why.
Oh, my fucking God!
That's why it's a king card. And that's why his top fin looks like a crown.
That's fucking dope.
If you actually look at the actual Pokemon, it looks like a crown. I always just thought it was a three-pronged.
I didn't know that.
It's wild!
That's fucking great.
They don't put that aspect in our...
Yeah, our translation. You know what else sucks? Is like all the other European languages. I'm going to stop this. All the other European languages, Italian, French, German, get their own translations of the Pokemon names. But the Spanish has the English name.
Yeah, really?
So just Magikarp. Like Magikarp.
Wow, that's kind of shitty.
Yeah, it's really shitty.
Maybe you get a better language.
What? Of all
the language that colonized half the world, motherfucker?
Of all the languages to cheat, Spanish should not be the one.
Yeah.
I'm putting it on the
There are more Spanish speakers than French or German speakers. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Right. Maybe they're assuming it's Mexican people who are playing, and they do have a lot of English.
When I played Sun and Moon, or no, X and Y in Spanish, it was Spain Spanish, and so it was really weird. Yeah. To say cool, they would say why.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, why? I was like, what the fuck does that mean? I don't know this.
You want to take a break before tackling the next one?
Can we turn off the timer when we do that?
No.
Nope, we gotta keep going.
Kind of.
Oh god, it's a crank block. Alright, A and B.
I got A. Which one's on A? Basically the rest.
Everything.
All of it. And also all of it. Well, one piece from B. You already got it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's everything.
Everything.
It's really... I do appreciate, on Kyle's point earlier, like every piece of paper that you're not using is themed on that paper. So I don't know if you can see this well at the moment. But, it's brick everywhere else that you're not punching it out. But that makes it really hard to punch shit out. Because it's hard to see where you're supposed to punch.
That's why we flip it over.
You literally gave us advice on that.
I'm just putting it out there, man. But yeah, that was my piece of advice.
Okay, we need the
sun piece.
The flower, yes. First, let's put
it's
together...
It's like a little flower sun.
Oh my god. First, let's put together the main shaft. That's the doohickey that spins around.
The main shaft.
The doohickey.
Oh, I already see where it's going. They're going in here.
Daniel.
You know, I have big-ass fingers. You had one job to bring the second webcam. The second job was to be on this podcast.
So I'm hitting 50-50.
You had two jobs.
I did one of them.
Also... Daniel has some really cool.
You have to throw it up there higher.
No, like the.
Oh yeah.
The
you still have to throw it. Oh no, you can see that from there.
You can see through them, and they're a pretty color.
Yeah, so if you want those, just like fucking Google like transparent Joy-Con thing. They're fucking dope. It's like throwback to the N64. It's fucking great. I had that N64. That's why I got them.
No.
I was like, yo! Okay, so I got it folded and creased and shit.
Oh!
that was really fast. Assembled.
It's done.
This is also for children fingers. Like, this was clearly made to be assembled in a sweatshop.
No, we purchased this at an exorbitant rate of cardboard.
To avoid child labor that capitalism requires.
The entire point of us building it ourselves.
Okay. I have my little alien-looking doohickey.
Now we will fight with them.
Yeah,
you
bitch.
You gotta fold over the mushroom parts.
Oh, outward?
Just fold that in half.
Okay. Oh.
Like, you folded it, and then you realized where it goes, and you're like, oh, got it.
That's it. That's the end.
Oh, okay, cool. So yeah, that thing's next.
This, or whatever the other one was that I had.
Here's one of them. You shove that bitch in there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm assuming.
Nailed yep. It.
Yeah, like, look at us. We know how this shit works now. Okay, so this fucker.
That.
Oh my god, that tab is the sound effect tool.
Yep.
Oh, I see. You just fold it in. Cool.
Damn.
Cool. All right, we got it. Let's pour this shit. It keeps ticking after because it's a shitty kitchen.
Kyle, can I try some of your mystery?
Yes.
Mystery liquid.
Yes.
No, you have to get drunk as fuck. That spice rum is around 50%, so it's like pretty.
Yeah, I'm not worried about getting drunk as fuck. I am not worried. That is not one of my concerns.
Or it's the other way around. You know what's going to happen, and you're worried about the process.
Oh my gosh.
For the record, I didn't specify what tequila I'm drinking at the moment. I'm having Olmeca Altos. Which I did a lot of research on tequilas, and this is apparently in the U.S. and the States is very good bang for buck in terms of quality. So get that shit.
Is that probably old Omex?
What? No, Altos is tall, like high. Tall, it can mean tall Omex. Or like high in elvish.
Tall statues.
So Omeca Altos is probably referring to the fact that the Olmecs were in a high like mountain range.
Yeah,
that'll be my guess.
That was what I was going to guess.
Okay. Here we go. We're going to crowd in for this fucking fucking potato cam.
I have to fucking, like...
Here we are. All right. Cheers. You pink drink people. I like how we don't have to count it off because we're not...
We're pros. This is like our fourth podcast together.
Yeah, that's right. We're good.
That is true. This is a true statement. Okay. Next, back to... Man, my hair looks good right now. Bitch.
Nintendo Creators Program on YouTube.
That is not what we were talking about.
Well, you know, you're talking about why, like, things get flagged based on just music.
Right.
Oh, well, now they're banning instead of just flagging it.
Yeah.
It's because it's Nintendo specifically, I think. Oh. Nintendo's really weird on YouTube.
Oh, Nintendo's, like, really fucking ape shit on fucking YouTube, yeah.
And just intellectual property in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really fucking stringy on that. Like, that Pokemon fan game that was...
Uranium?
Yeah, Uranium. I don't know. Was it MMO or?
No, it wasn't an MMO, but there's Uranium and...
Uranium was the big one.
Not Another Metroid 2, NA2MR or something like that. Not Another Metroid 2 remake.
Uranium was the big Nintendo, like, ROM hack that... AM2R,
Another Metroid 2 remake.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, Uranium was a big Pokemon ROM hack that Nintendo really fucking... came at hard, and I don't know why, as opposed to all the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Project... there was a game... Actually, I'm not on the team, so I'm not legally bound to not talk about it. There was a Brawl mod called Project M that mm-hmm. was super popular because it made Brawl play like Melee. Yeah, and...
You mentioned this on the podcast in the past.
Yeah.
In passing.
It was super popular, and, you know, I'm not a dev, so I'm not bound by the no talking law.
Right.
And there are still fans out there. That's all I will say about it. But they will. They absolutely. If your tournament streams Project M, Nintendo will cut down all your shit.
Wait. So it was a
brawl mod.
A brawl mod on the Wii.
Yeah.
What was the Wii one? Oh, no, Brawl is the Wii one, and Melee is the GameCube one, correct.
Smash, it was a
Brawl mod to make it like Melee.
Yeah.
I see.
So a lot of the issue comes down to the fact that it's Nintendo Japan that's making these decisions, and Nintendo America has to clean up and try and save face.
Yeah.
And so do what they say.
I'm sympathetic in that regard, because it's like nobody on the like America side wants that to happen. Like Reggie Fils-Aimé and everybody, they're like, oh,
Nintendo is
Nintendo, stop.
I mean, you know,
there's a great video by I think the channel is Wooly Versus. The guy goes Wooly Madden. He has this video where he talks about like what to do if you are making a remake of a game that everybody enjoys, and his advice is shut the fuck up about it until it's released.
He's like, I understand. Like the fan made ones, or
the fan made ones. So he's like, I understand that you want to like tell people about it and all that stuff. That's great. Shut the fuck up about it until it's done and release it. Because once it's out, you can't put it back in.
Yeah, that's the problem with all these Pokemon ROM hacks, is that they keep releasing them like half done,
and then they get shut down.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's like, one, they'll glitch out halfway through because it's half done. And two, they'll get shut down because Nintendo is like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yep.
No, you're right, because Metro Prime 3 was the one where they had all the characters that went dead and corrupted. It was Corruption is the name of it. Yeah.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
Metro Prime 2 was my favorite out of the three.
I wasn't a fan of the...
The Ing?
No, the Ing were fine.
The Ing were pretty cool.
The story was all cool. I wasn't a fan of the ammo system.
Which ammo system? The
fact that you had like limited light and dark shot.
Yeah, but that was light and dark versus regular shot.
Yeah.
But like,
it's like, also like,
it's just a form of like ice or fire or whatever.
Yeah,
it's the same thing, right?
I never used it.
The light or dark.
Unless
I mean,
because
you're trying to ration it. Yeah,
yeah.
No, of course, it's that mentality of like, I'm rationing the shit out of this.
Gotta save these potions.
I am so looking forward to Metroid Prime 4, like so hard, because I love the Prime series so much.
I did enjoy Metroid Prime 3's control system. Like
the control system was great.
To the Wii, like that was fantastic.
Yep, that was pretty good. I liked the story of 2 a lot more. The story of 3 was okay.
Yeah, story of 3 was okay. I enjoyed having other characters there.
Yeah, I liked the character development with the other characters, but it wasn't as like the gameplay itself wasn't as inventive.
Did you put it under those little? Yeah, you did.
That is complicated.
You're complicated.
That I'm, you know, I'm a human being.
Why is gotta go be so complicated?
Oh my god, that song! I love that song. Don't remind me of Avril Lavigne. I was listening to my fucking like emo alt music playlist earlier today, and so
was she on there?
No, should be though.
Earlier today?
Yes. Today was the first time in a while that I listened to that playlist, and I was like, I'm feeling this.
It was great.
Another emo phase band, My Chemical Romance.
Yo, MCR is my shit.
Right? Oh my god.
Wait. Did you see
Okay.
We went. Eric doesn't know. Nor do everyone else listening. So we went to go see someone in Kyle/my girlfriend's cohort of psych people do
burlesque show.
Burlesque.
Yeah.
And so like one of the girls that came out to burlesque did I forget the name of the song, but it's on the album Black
Parade.
Famous Last Words. And I was in the front, and apparently everyone was laughing at me being very enthusiastic.
Well,
and
like,
I was extremely enthusiastic to that song.
Yeah, he was just rocking out, and this lady's like
song.
Ripping her clothes off, and
it was
then like
amazing.
This was
she was all black gothic
makeup.
Was this... This wasn't at Electra Swing, was
this
it?
This is Vaudzilla.
Okay. Yes, yeah. That thing. Yes.
So I used to go to...
I love that song, though.
I know, it's so good.
There's a group, Rouge Electro Swing in Chicago, that would do Electro Swing and Burlesque Cabaret.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
And it was fantastic. Electro Swing is great to dance to, and then also the cabaret show, you're like, all right, that's a thing that happened. The craziest...
Electro Swing sounds like Daft Punk makes with swing.
Basically.
Like house and swing.
So imagine the music.
Oh my god.
I like how just like in the rest of Western society, Kyle is doing, the woman is doing all the work.
Sad face. Okay, honestly, I'm the one that's had the least amount of actual alcohol. So
maybe you should have a habanero shot.
No.
Saying.
No?
No,
give me this one, that pink drink, though.
Can you have habanero?
No, I can't have tequila. That's the whole... That's been the whole difficulty of this podcast. Is that it's called tequila.
Yeah.
I can't have tequila.
Oh, I can't have tequila either.
Grape bourbon. Small batch, 1792. Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey.
Look, I brought that in Kentucky.
Look at how fucking fancy that shit is.
It is fantastic bourbon.
Not you don't really think of fancy when you think of Kentucky, but...
No, Kentucky bourbon is amazing.
No, Kentucky bourbon is great, but like if you told me Kentucky had something fancy...
Well, you know, Kentucky Derby, outside of that, I can't think of anything fancy.
Speaking of which, do you remember that Japanese whiskey I brought over last time?
The Nikkei?
Yeah, the Mika something.
Nika.
Nikkei
is their stock index.
Sure. I bought another bottle
from
that same group, different whiskey for ConsciCon when I headed out to Boston.
What was the whiskey?
It was like their blended malt. Same kind of thing.
Okay, so it was like a...
It was much...
Blended malt is normally barley, right?
I think so. I didn't look too close.
Okay, here we go to the potato cam. I got to start it. Boom. Okay. Cheers. Right. Eric, you got to lean in on that.
It's going to burn.
There it is. I'm doing like the fucking Michael Jackson thing right now, man.
Okay, cheers. Salud. Kanpai. I'd say the same language as every time. Nostrovia. There we go. Eric, the point of a shot is to do it all at once. You keep sipping them.
But it's pink drink. It's so good.
Pink drink. You know what the Caballero is good for? The Caballero is great as a vermouth substitute for like a more like Christmassy Manhattan kind of thing.
I can see that. Oh, look.
I love Boys Town.
Look at that.
Oh, that's cool. Boom. Boom. Spring-loaded.
There are many mechanical features. Oh, we gotta do stickers. Four stickers.
Kyle, you fucking up my adhesives. How could you?
I'm the only one with nails around here. I'm the only one that can...
I know. I literally cut mine yesterday.
2 days ago. I wonder if these are all different things.
Yeah, do what it says. Pull that one out. You're correct.
I wonder if these are all different tools that you're supposed to put in the house.
I think you were correct in that.
Thanks.
And then, like, you can put it in any side and it'll do the same shit.
Yeah, that's my guess.
Forward. Yeah, because it takes them out every time.
Yep.
Attach the Joy-Con! Yes!
We're almost done.
Knock, knock. Come in.
Whoa.
Okay.
You know how to remove them.
Yeah.
Oh, man, those clear ones are my pride and joy.
They are beautiful.
It took so much time.
Oh, God. I can imagine.
It took so much time. It's gone to the
top? You put that in the chimney.
In the top of it. Wait.
Bam! And then...
These are dope. Do it. If you have a Switch, do it.
Wait, we don't even need that
You're
one.
Dope.
Oh, well, here it is.
Unless you're at home.
You're a dope person. Oh, sliding it in.
Yeah! It's
boom, bitch!
All right,
I'm a homeowner.
Woo! Finally!
My millennial dreams have come true.
Finally!
I can buy all the avocado toast.
My millennial dreams are that all the baby boomers die.
I can start buying avocado toast dark. Now.
Avocado toast? Dude, I started doing that the other day.
Buying avocado toast?
I would just eat avocado by itself or in guac, but then I started putting it on bread and I was like, this is a good idea. This is great.
Alright, now we have all of this extra stuff.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I would always put overripe avocados on my sandwiches as butter.
Yeah.
Always. That is a great move.
Okay, who's gonna play?
That's it? We're done?
That's the game.
Holy shit! Oh my god, this is very like retro 80s thing.
Microwave.
It's is that what it is? Yes.
How do we put things in it? What do you do with the fork? Someone explain what's happening!
Oh, look, it's turning the knob. Or I'm going to show the camera. Okay, so here's the one that has the rubber band that's, like, loaded in it. It moves the knob. What does this one do?
It opens the door.
It opens the door and shit. Okay, so.
Maybe if we put different pieces in there, it'll.
Yeah, push the button. We have to push the button to start
the oven.
Let's
pull this one out. Let's put this one in. What does this one do? Oh, it changed. It's not a microwave anymore. Now it's a hamster or some kind of hamster-like creature with a ghost face.
Oh, my God. Make him run.
Okay, we're gonna have a pet cat in our house. It's gonna be.
Oh my god, this is the creepiest looking hamster like.
Run, hamster!
Oh no! It's in distress!
It's fine. Keep going.
Oh.
So when you pull them out, it changes the game.
Yeah.
Every time. So this combination. So every combination
oh,
is.
Oh, every combination
is a different thing. But this is just a boring ass microwave. What do you do with this?
There's a fork here.
Okay, maybe you can unlock food to feed your little dude.
Can
you cook it in the microwave?
Okay, so let's put this one on the right. On this side. The left side. The not right side. Okay, let's try to. Can we do this? Show it. The camera can barely see anyway, but. Oh my god, it's drawing.
Oh my god, what? Oh, Donkey Kong!
What?
Look at that shit! Oh my god!
Oh god!
This is fucking nuts! Are you kidding me?
Well, we got a purple thing.
Now you can feed it to your hamster thingy.
Maybe. Oh god, go!
Oh, we're going again!
This is fucking wild. Well, you gotta get those. No, those are bombs. Don't get those.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to not get the bombs. Well, this is ridiculous. Strawberry.
Strawberries.
Can we cook the strawberry?
Berries!
Can we put the strawberry back in the thing?
What?
I wanna.
Is that the way you do the microwave? Yeah.
Here's a random sticker that has now a house number on it.
How do we fork the. Oh!
Oh my god.
Oh my Jesus. Okay, so.
Why would you microwave a strawberry?
I don't know. Shit happens with them.
They're microwaving. We're microwaving a jelly bean and a strawberry.
Oh, I made a fucking sundae!
What the heck?
What? Are you.
Holy
fucking
fuck. I made a cupcake with a jelly bean and a strawberry on it. How did. Oh,
where did the ingredients
god.
For the cupcake come from?
They came from the game.
Okay, go back to the Donkey Kong, though. That was so good.
The Donkey Kong thing is
yeah,
funny.
Kyle, play it.
Here, I'll do the. I'll wind up. You have to press the button.
What
ready?
Button?
Are you ready?
Oh, here we go. Do I jump with the button?
Yes.
Yeah. So get the green things. Don't
avoid
the
bombs.
Oh, no, I bombed. Oh, no, I said I bombed. Oh, fuck. I got
red jelly bean.
Oh no, again?
Apparently.
Oh no, I just.
There you go.
Oh no!
It's okay, as long as you don't hit the bombs. Well, I say, I shave.
It's a bomb!
Oh god!
I got a black jelly bean? Ooh, I don't trust that.
It's the earwax flavor.
Do you even have to keep like hitting the propeller?
Probably the
start
the game.
Oh, I see. So it's a, you know, I'm not even required.
No. Yeah. Optional.
I mean, we appreciated the input. Yeah, look at
that.
Shush. Oh, shush. Ruined it.
A strawberry. Okay, one more.
You gotta keep going until you die.
I don't know what that means.
It means until you, oh god, because the jelly beans give you lives.
Oh.
Oh!
I'm gonna die.
No, you're good. What is this weird chinchilla thing?
It's our pet. I got a what? Snail. Apparently, we're gonna eat this snail later.
Put the snail in the...
In the microwave?
Snail in the microwave.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Okay, here's the microwave.
And that was really fast compared to the fucking fishing rod.
What's it gonna make, dude? Is it gonna be savory? No, it's another sundae.
Oh, man. The snail went away. What the fuck?
Okay.
It's crazy that the infrared can censor all that shit.
Yeah, that is
nuts.
Wait,
house. Yeah, no, keep playing house. Okay, how do...
All right, now put the button in on that side. All right, so wait. So there's three things. So there's three options. You have to choose two.
Okay.
So is that six different possible games?
Apparently you can feed it and get it motivated. Hey, we need more stickers on this thing.
I didn't hear that list.
Oh, we can... Okay, it's in the house with the sundaes. Touch the food to have a creature eat it. Oh my god, it's gonna get fat. Oh, it turned pink!
I set the timer for another 10 minutes. Don't tell Daniel.
When you make it eat pink sundaes...
What?
It turns pink.
Hi, Joey.
Now it has purple ears.
Hi.
Hi, friend.
Hi.
Hello. Why do you have a picture of Napoleon in your room?
Why don't you have a picture of Napoleon in your room? That's the real
question. So, you play mini games with your pet creature thing. Okay. And feed it food to make it...
Okay, can you take out the thing on the left and put the other one in? Because I don't think we've done this combination yet.
Oh, it's just the Donkey Kong game moving to the left.
Okay, so there's only...
Oh no!
So there's only three games.
Yeah, but like, can you level up your creature? What can it do besides change colors?
I don't know. Maybe it's like a Tamagotchi. Making like, oh, a yellow bean. It turned into a yellow Tamagotchi. So.
I like how there are absolutely no instructions to this game.
I mean, they're simple enough that I think we can figure it out.
Well.
So, reversing the order doesn't change the game.
Uh-uh. It mirrors the game, basically.
I see. Well, that's good for left-handed people.
Looking on the bright side.
Okay, I'm going into sticker mode.
Stickers! Woo!
Marshmallow. Can we get like two peeps?
Peeps!
I'm not gonna lie, I'm really underwhelmed by this minigame.
Well, that's because this is all the tutorial. You haven't even seen
the
what happens when
games.
You evolve your creature.
Your him taro.
Yeah, maybe this is like level zero, and then level one it sets out on an epic
it's a
quest.
Very... Yeah, apply the sticker. I want to show the creature to the camera, if I can. It's a very, like, Hamtaro, I don't know what kind of face this thing has.
It's halfway between, like, an elephant and a Sonic make-your-own fursona.
With no face. With just eyes and a shadow.
So what I really like about the Labo is, we were talking about, like, the amount of effort of, like, we were talking about taking like Japanese culture and kind of westernizing it and all the origami stuff, but there's an element in here that's really interesting, and that's having non-directional like edutainment.
What do you mean by non-directional edutainment?
So one of the things that you can do in here is you can code your own games and have them react to movements on the Joy-Con or...
But in a like your own way kind of thing?
Yeah.
Where the fuck is this option?
Hold on. It's...
Wait.
So, like, I sent you both a video in our chat by a guy on YouTube called Super Bunny Hop, and he talks about the history of edutainment, but then also, like, the Nintendo Labo and all the stuff that it lets you do. And people have done things like make piggy banks out of it.
Oh. That count the money?
That, I don't remember if it counts them. Oh, no, it was a vending machine, where it's like you put coins in, it recognizes that you put a coin in, and then it dispenses something. And that's the thing that you can make with the Labo.
Wait, are you having an interactive conversation with the Labo right now?
Yeah, there's an option.
Professor Jerry.
Called Meat.
You entered the Discover section of the game, and I have a little request.
There, Discover.
Are you sniffing my butt?
I sense potential in you, Dandre 3000. You could be an amazing...
Dandre, like Andre, but my first name's Daniel, my middle name's Andre.
Dandre. Dandre 3000. I want you to become our newest member of the ToyCon Development Lab.
Oh, this is how you do the thing you're saying.
I'm just a...
Excellent!
You are the fourth member.
As of this day, you are the fourth... Oh, okay.
You're gonna meet Lerna. Lernalotta. That's her name. She's a programmer. Hey, I'm all for female representation in coding.
There you go.
This is like that Austin
Short
Powers character, Alotta.
Oh, Plies?
Ploys?
Plays all the time.
Plays all the time.
No!
That's a real ass pun.
This is fucking awful. Plays all the time. Oh my god, keep going, please.
What does Plays do? Well, I play with stuff. Wow, you're a valued member of this team.
Wow, cool.
He has a wealth of insight when it comes to thinking up new games. Okay. Professor, don't forget to introduce yourself.
Oh, he's Jerry Riggs.
He's Professor Jerry Riggs. Everyone calls me Doc. He has a PhD in fabrication tech. Is that
he's
real?
He's wearing a baseball mitt on one hand for no reason.
Oh my god, this guy looks like a fucking Wind Waker character. Oh god. Oh god.
I'm sorry, okay, Dandre 3000, are you ready? Of course!
Of course we're ready.
Ready for the shot! Whoa!
I don't know what this video is showing us.
What is happening? What are you? What is happening, yet for Timurik? So I was like, "What happens when you plug in all three?"
What?
Oh, what are you doing on the bottom?
Yeah.
The whole time.
Grab a balloon. Oh. Flash.
How do you get your house to stand up?
It's spazzing out right now. Bowling.
What did you do, man?
It's spazzing out.
Wait. So what if you take out like?
It goes back.
No, it's a different thing.
So you can do three. Oh, shit. So there is, oh my god, it drains the pool when you do that. How did you do this? Spins those things. Oh, you try to get the hoops on the ring? Oh my god.
Okay, so if you take that and put it on this side, it's going to be the same thing, right?
Reversed. Yeah.
So there's six possible games. I think, right?
Dude, this is dope!
We just doubled the number of games in the house.
We did.
And then you said, like, nothing works if you... Okay, what happens now?
Oh, shit! Oh, my God. This is great!
What? What? Oh my god, keep going!
Oh shit.
You're employing some really great strategies right now.
Jesus.
Golden candy.
What? This is dope! Oh, some shit comes out of that one. That's it? Game over? Game over, man.
Alright, let's see what these other games are. Take the bottom one out.
Hold on. Let me just do this and see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, now what? Oh, it's bowling! Wait, what does this button do then?
That loads
The creature?
Yeah.
Okay, you got a strawberry. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it just loads them in. That wines. Or if you like half wine, there's no... Oh, there is some nuance to
it. Yeah, how slowly can you...
Let's go like here.
Can roll.
Wee, 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 wee.
It's like a Furby, but
yeah.
It's annoying. Here you go.
All this right, is the crazy. The amount of fun on this thing has just...
increased.
Alright.
Oh! You're gonna eat some veggies? What's happening here? This looks like the store in Legend of Zelda. Like, what's happening?
Ooh, what do we want him to eat? We want the candy on the top.
Oh, it like shoots when you... Oh, no, no,
oh
no.
God. Okay.
No, it's working fine. Now go. See?
The no, roller. I want the candy at the top.
Spin the other way. Keep going. Spin the other way. Oh,
yeah, no, I'm aiming. Now keep go ahead on. And let go. I got broccoli. And an anchovy.
Sardine or whatever, yeah.
And a candy.
Golden candy, though.
I want the cheese. Give me the cheese.
Uh-oh, what did I miss?
Give me the cheese.
More games.
Fire.
Oh, that was close.
Good thing there's unlimited of this shit.
Nice.
I got the cheese. All right, now how do we get the oven?
The microwave, you mean.
The microwave. Time to kick this shit.
Yeah.
Cheese? If this is a cheese sundae, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. You got broccoli and candy?
Let's go.
Yo, this is disgusting.
It is. It's all the same thing because Nintendo can't be original.
Yeah, well, feed it that and see if it turns green.
Can you feed? How do you feed it?
Go back to its.
Add something in the bottom.
Right, wait. Here. Do it. Eat it. Friend. He wants to go swimming. See? Look. Why is it wearing that?
Because I had that thing.
Okay,
you figured it out.
Turn the lights off.
It's nighttime?
It's going to go to bed.
Oh, my God!
I know if I put this button at the bottom.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. You get a bunch of jelly beans. We're learning things.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Wait, his eyes are his mouth?
Yep. Oh my, what the
he
fuck is
a,
that costume?
Oh God, no!
He has a
Speedo!
Boy. He's got... Friend?
Oh.
Look at that.
Oh my God. This is the Furby Nintendo edition. Oh God, I didn't need the original Furby. This looks like the fucking creatures from Stranger Things now.
Oh, a little bit.
Well, the way
hey,
we changed
the
way it was
orange.
Eating the jelly beans.
Oh.
The way it was eating the jelly beans. Look at it!
You missed it.
Oh, God. Demigorgon status.
Quick, we need more jelly beans.
Just generate them. Oh, my God. It's rolling around like a ball. All
right.
Okay, watch the Demigorgon status.
Oh, my gosh. It's like a vacuum. A vacuum of jelly bean eating.
And the last one that it eats, I think it turns that color. Yep.
Hey. All
right,
I know
what
you're asking,
put...
and that's really a vacuum, but I'm the boss. Okay.
What?
All right.
What the fuck is
all right,
going
so there's
on?
Actually, like, a surprising amount to do here.
Yeah. Although we found no
whoa.
Objective, right?
The interesting
what?
Wait, you just, changed this entire decor.
You need to feed your Furby and change the wallpaper into camo.
Ooh,
like
camo.
Like a good Missouri.
So edgy.
Be quiet. Stop.
Stars?
It's too real.
I like stars.
I went to a fucking gun store in Missouri with... Sadie's dad.
Why would you do that?
Because Sadie's dad dragged me.
Oh my God.
And I was like, cool.
And what happened?
Nothing. It was just a gun store. But it was like a massive gun store that supplies a lot of America.
Mm. Now, what was in the middle of like near Columbia.
Oh.
It was like, it was a lot. It was
oh
a big warehouse.
God.
Merry-go-round!
Isn't that a mobile?
Yep.
It's very crazy.
Okay. Here's where it wanted to go swimming.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hey, that's not safe.
Let me flood my home.
He has a TV in there.
Not anymore.
The TV's fucked. Game over, TV.
Now, imagine if I pull this out.
Yeah. It becomes a little ball.
What was inside? Oh, it's the lights. Go to sleep.
Oh, shit. Now he's like, I'm going to stay awake, yo.
Oh, it stays nighttime. Now, what was this? What?
Whoa!
Oh, perfume!
Is that a salon?
Keep going, keep going.
Oh my god. Is there anything besides perfume? Wow! Oh, you got a candy out of that? Oh, I see.
Oh, you sneeze the candy.
Oh, so now if you want to turn in that color again, all you have to do is feed in the candy.
Oh, my God.
Also, is that like a thong? Because that's not okay.
Oh, why not? That thong, 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 thong.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's...
Is that what that song's about?
Yep.
Yeah, it's literally that thong, 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 thong. Like, of course it's about thongs.
I don't know, friend.
That thong, 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 thong. Love it when you're being gone.
That's not... That's just underwear. That's just regular underwear.
That's like a regular, like, one piece that goes above the arms and shit.
Hold on. Let's see the combination of two in the bottom.
Two in the bottom?
Two in the bottom. Two in the pink.
Oh, no, no, no. Was there anything else we wanted on the podcast, or are we done with that?
Go, go, go.
What do we want? I want the shroom. Give me the mushroom. There's shrooms right over there.
I have plenty of those.
Our friend doesn't, though.
Friend. Okay, wait. Next.
Soap. Feed it soap.
A Furby soap.
How do I feed you soap? Eat the soap, motherfucker.
Eat it, bitch.
Eat the soap. There you
are.
Oh
my god, it's literally eating soap. What happened to it? It changed.
Oh. Colors.
To blue?
Eat the broccoli. Get stronger. Now eat that blue bean in the background.
You turn blue? No, just eat a bean. You're a demigorgon. You're a Furby gorgon.
And now eat the strawberry. And now you're red and
it
blue.
It has a very big tummy.
Fuck yeah. Look at that shit.
Okay, now go back to the salon.
That was this in the bottom.
This one.
This one on the side.
No!
We aren't even building anything anymore!
Yeah, we didn't even drink our last shot. It's still sitting there.
Oh!
I thought this was the current shot.
But this is the current shot.
Well, here we go, then.
Here we go again. I'm singing Paramore, like an emo.
I wanted more than friends.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, so it doesn't restore...
Cheer! Wait, hold up.
Oh.
Here, we'll
so
make
now
this.
Now we lost all this candy.
Thank you for watching. Wait.
Oh, wait.
Thank you for watching. Hello.
Thank you.
We're here.
We nailed
here's a shot of alcohol that I'm about to drink.
We built the house.
We made a thing.
Thank you.
We built this house.
Next time.
On rock
on tequila.
And roll. Oh, wait. I must show the stickers. Okay. So our house, it has a kitty cat. And here is our mailbox and our house
and
number.
Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes to running well, mail.
Oh, my God. Well, there's a creepy girl staring at our window.
How the fuck old are we? Not too over Blue's Clues.
Fuck,
that's for
yeah.
Sure.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Okay, shot.
One last shot, parting shot.
Okay, yes. Goodbye. Boom. Boom. Oh my god.
Here's the mail.
Repetitive sedatives like every letter with never remembering every degenerate. Instead of forgetting and letting them live to the setting like sediment, I'm that part. Mix it up with six guy, rage against machine, bit of J Rock, K-Da. Switch it up, gangsta. Getting on my stage props, dealer with the beats and catch me singing like.
As always, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Tequila.
Mama call me Yeshua, running out of time with the Harry Potter headscarf. I ain't got a desk job.
For the regular listeners, I'd like to thank you for your support and ask that you please help us to continue to improve the show by heading over to our Patreon page and donating $1 a month.
Head farts.
Yeah, that's for all you gum smack, mud flap, scuzz bag, unwrapped sex.
By donating just $1 a month, you'll really be helping us out, and you'll get Tequila closer to hitting our goal of $30 per month.
Yeah, this is how I rap before I hit it up. Top shit, but I still respect women.
Once that goal is reached, I personally will be designing and sending each of you a tequila-branded shot glass or two to show my appreciation. So head over to patreon.com/techquila to support the show. That's Patreon, which is spelled patreon.com/techquila.
Like egregious kids just in front and like Jesus and elitist pimps come from Mars and bitches come from Venus. The way I see us is my strength is all your weakness. Treat them like a hedonist. Every obstacle defeated. Preach it, I'm a seed of weed.
Remember, you can submit topics for the show and interact with me and guests on the subreddit, which is found at reddit.com/r/techquila.
That's for all your Joe rap smoke ploys. That's for all your go brag. No half, low grab.
You can follow Tequila on Twitter for the latest hot takes on tech news at TechQuilaCast.
Watch list, that did it. This is how I rap before I hit it. Talk shit, but I still respect women.
The Tequila theme song is Ride Out by Yeshua, which is spelled Y-S-H-W-A. You can also find him online as Vincent Augustus. Thanks, y'all.
Ride out. They ain't praising my same, my